post speedily to my lord, your husband. Show him this letter. The army of France has landed. Seek out the traitor Gloucester.
Hang him instantly. Pluck out his eyes.
Leave him to my displeasure. Edmund, keep you our sister company. The revenges we're bound to take upon your traitorous father are not fit for your beholding. Advise the Duke where you're going for a most festinate preparation. We're bound to the like. Our post shall be swift and intelligent betwixt us. Farewell, dearest sister. Farewell, my lord of Gloucester. How now, where's the king?
My lord of Gloucester hath conveyed him hence. Some 5 or 36 of his knights, hot questrists after him, met him at gate, who with some other of the lord's dependents are gone with him toward Dover, where they boast to have well-armed friends.
Get horses for your mistress.
Farewell, sweet lord and sister.
Go seek the traitor Gloucester. Pinion him like a thief. Bring him before us. Though well we may not pass upon his life without the form of justice, yet our power shall do a curtsy to our wrath, which men may blame, but not control. Who's there, the traitor?
His ingrateful fox, is he?
Bind fast his corky arms.
What means your graces? Could my friends consider you are my guests? Should do me no foul play, friend.
Bind him, I say.
Hard! Hard! Oh, filthy traitor.
Unmerciful ladies you are, I'm done.
Villain, thou shalt find...
Not I, not! By the kind God, it is most ignobly done to pluck me by the beard.
So white, and such a traitor.
Naughty lady, these hairs which thou dost ravish from my chin will quicken and accuse thee. I'm your host. With robber's hands, my hospitable favors, you should not rot thus. What will you do?
Come, sir. What letters had you late from France?
Be simple answer, for we know the truth.
And what confederacy have you with the traitors late footed in the kingdom?
To whose hand have you sent the lunatic king? Speak.
I have a letter guessingly sent down that came from one that's of a neutral heart, not from one opposed.
Cunning.
And false.
Where hast thou sent the king?
To Dover.
Wherefore to Dover? Wast thou not charged at peril?
Wherefore to Dover? Let him first answer that.
I am tied to the stake and I must stand the course.
Wherefore to Dover?
Because I would not see thy cruel nails pluck out his poor old eyes, nor thy fierce sister in his anointed flesh rash boorish fangs. But I shall see the winged vengeance overtake such children.
See it, shalt thou never. Fellows, hold the chair. Oh. Upon these eyes of thine, I'll set my foot.
He was the victim to be the only piece of help. Ah! Ah! Oh, ye gods!
One side will mock the other. T'other, too.
If you see vengeance...
Hold your head, my lord!
Stop!
I've served you ever since I was a child. For better service have I never given you than now to bring you home.
As I thought!
If you wear a beard upon your chin, I'd shake it on this quarrel.
Yes.
What do you mean? My villain!
Come here.
And take the chance of anger.
Give me thy sword! The peasants never!
My estate!
My lord, you have one eye left to see some mischief on him.
Lest it see more. Prevents it. Vine of jelly. Where is thy luster now?
Where's my son, Edmund? Edmund did kindle all the sparks of nature to quit his sorry act.
Thou treacherous villain, thou course upon him the fate. It was he that made the overtures of thy treason to us, who is too good to pity thee.
Oh, my folly. And Edgar was a beauty. Kind boss, forgive me, Baton.
Prosper. Go, thrust him out of gate. Let him spell his way to Dover.
How is it, my lord? How look you?
I've received a hurt. Follow me, lady. Turn out that eyeless villain. So this slave upon the dunghill. Regan, I plead the plague. Untimely comes this hurt. Give me your arm.
I'll never care what wickedness I do if this man come to good.
She live long, and in the end meet the old course of death. Women will all turn monsters.
Oh. I'll get some flax and whites of eggs to apply to his bleeding face. Now, heaven help him!